Hello, this is Kyle Jones with the Fullness of Meaning Christian Ministries. Today we are continuing our daily devotional to the study of The Meander and Chevron, a book I've been working on for some time now. This is part five. We're getting into some of the later goddesses within the old European world. But we're coming into the age where we do believe that the biblical Adam and Eve did exist, or the Adama and Chaiva, or Ish and Isha, upon these two characters of intelligence that I do believe that God imbued through his and by his tselem, or his image, things elevated in terms of the semiotic nature of relationships. Nonetheless, the abstractions we find, or the kind of proto-radicals of writing from the Baltic goddesses of 40,000 BC until roughly the time of the age of Adam and Eve, we do not see too much transformation. But it is at this point, this omega point, during the fourth millennium BC, that we do find that such goddesses that we could find, say, Sardinia or southern Italy, we are finding that the shape of the goddesses left that buxom, large breast, large buttocks image and went to a more T-shaped streamline style of figure, and I'm referring to the statuettes and the ossuaries, or the bone carved statuettes were more thin, streamlined, T shape, if you will, and we do see that as well in Anatolia. They became more like the Minoan or the Cycladic cultures, where they just they were more in line or in proportion with an idea, probably of what seemed to be more beautiful. And if you have been listening to the lecture and reading part of the excerpt from my book, you'll see that the eyes were opened by Adam and Eve. Of course, you can read the Bible for that. But that they learned to judge good and bad where they only knew good before. And of course, it is illusory, if you will, to have the eyes open to have judgment. Now, judgment, good and bad, is relative. And if we are on the theocentric scheme of things in our worldview, we can only bow to the Word of God and pronounce it, and it will judge, not us. Nonetheless, I do see a form of streamlined nature and kind of a cosmology idea, moreover, with the figurines roughly during the time of the Eden account and possibly the fall. So that's the first point. My second point for today is to cover slightly the idea of the penetration of the meander as being part of the picture of the serpent penetrating Eve and the fulfillment of the portent or the portentous nature of Satan to penetrate Eve and create Cain. And now we have that in story form, of course, but it is also on a philosophical and sociological mass effect or sense. So if we can look at the Starchevo and Tisra groups of southeastern Hungary and also western Bulgaria, the Buk culture in northeastern Hungary and Slovakia, and also the early Vinci culture, if you will, produced these large vases that I'm talking about. They're called pithoi, where we can see on the face above this thing called the M sign, which is the water sign, this symbolic function is conveyed that the M sign is indicated or indicating a constant water flow, and that this this water flow somehow symbolizes the amniotic sac which carries child. We do see that this meander or this serpent force is conjoined within this picture at this point. We also see images on these pithoi, what we call stabbed designs, which means the meander is penetrating through the chevron shapes, the V shapes, things are being penetrated. They're going through one another. And so that symbolizes for me, again, a fulfillment of Satan coming into the garden and penetrating Eve, penetrating her V, or almost an elongated chevron sign. This is just another example of this, of these ideas that did come to conclusion within the story of Genesis chapter 3 and the Pithoi and the carvings that we find of the later goddess cultures roughly around 5,000 to 4,000 BC, which would be right there at the time of Adam and Eve, or Isha, or Chaiva and Adama. This is the second point. I think I shall conclude for today on the second point. Tomorrow we will continue further on an endless and beautiful study of an age of innocence prior to the fall, the particulars of mankind, womankind, being governed by God, by his hands to put the styluses or the pens or pencils on the table, if you will, with paper and tell the children to start drawing. And over time, over thousands of years, over millennia, these children grow up and they understand how to sketch and draw and paint wonderful pictures, but under God's majesty, their father. I see this as being a coalesced, beautiful story, a poem, if we can look at it from the theocentric or God-centrified or centralized viewpoint. And I just want to say thank you for listening. This is a fun time in my life. Just had a baby a few weeks ago, and I'm enjoying the life process of birthing a child and watching it grow and seeing my beautiful wife as she is kicking in her motherhood once again. So thank you again. This is Kyle Jones.